You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Thank you for tuning back in for another Sunday, a beautiful Sunday here in Southern California and on LA Talk Radio. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to La Casa del Camino here in Laguna Beach, California. A shout out to Next Level Global Solutions. Shane, thank you so much. And of course, Michael Solberg Family Wines, www.michaelsolbergfamilywines.com. Right now, you guys, they're coming out of harvest. There's some incredible wines that you guys can get for the upcoming holidays, for your special occasion. And it pairs well with your wine glass. So cheers to Michael Solberg. Thank you so much for continuing to be a friend and making some great wines, some palatable wines that are clearly under about 25 bucks a bottle. So there you go. And guys, just a little fun fact about Michael Solberg Family Wines. They've been in business since the 80s. Michael Solberg founded Michael Solberg Family Wines. And now Leah, his daughter, has taken the reins and continues the family legacy of having amazing palatable wines that pair well with your glass and any occasion. If you have an event coming up, a holiday event, a family event, if you're just wanting to do something special, they offer custom labels. So reach out to Leah Solberg at www.michaelsolbergfamilywines.com and tell them The Startup with Monique Leray sent you. All right. Guys, what a beautiful Sunday, November day it is. Happy November. I hope that you guys had a safe Halloween and you have come into this fallback day. I guess we gained an hour. I don't know about you, but I could definitely always use an extra hour in my day. So I hope your fall is off to an amazing start. It is my favorite season of the year. I am a fall person. I was born in January, but for some reason, fall is my season. And just a shout out to Sam and the crew here at LA Talk Radio. Thank you for continuing to be free and fair media here and keeping people like myself on the channel and creating a space for irreverent radio. Guys, we have so many cool things coming up this month. You know, this month is the month of Thanksgiving and about, you know, just being thankful. I mean, we're thankful all the time. Of course, as we get into the holidays, charities come out. And we do our Thanksgiving feed. So we're doing our annual Thanksgiving feed in downtown LA, which means we're going to offer warm meals and personal sanitation kits, sanitary kits. And we're going to go down to Skid Row and downtown and hand those out to the community. And I will be broadcasting live right around Thanksgiving. So I think that's going to be on our November 26th episode. We'll let you know, but we will be there on location speaking to the community and being in LA and giving to them some things. And of course, you know, you want to give Thanksgiving every day, but until we get to where we want to be, this is what we're going to offer. And so we will be back in the community. So if you are a brand or a sponsor, somebody that has a little extra, that maybe you have some extra inventory that you want to get off your plate, or if you are a caterer and you want to help feed the community and give thanks for what you have and maybe give it to someone that maybe has a little less than you, we will be out in the streets. Myself and my team will be broadcasting live in downtown LA again to give back. So our annual Thanksgiving feed will be on Sunday, the 26th. And unless I say otherwise, I think that's the date we're going to do it. We've got some cool guests that will be joining us remotely. But yeah, so you can email us. CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com or The Startup with Monique Leray at gmail.com. You can also DM me on Instagram, The Startup with Monique Leray, and that's spelled just like this right here. And we would love to hear from you. What are your holiday, what are you thankful for this holiday season? You know, as entrepreneurs, as startup owners, as people who are scaling, what are you thankful for this year? It's been a rough few years, and I know everybody's getting their footing back now. We're starting to get our footing back, and there's a lot of inflation, cause and effect from the pandemic and other things, of course, wars and political things that are happening around the world and in America. But what are we really thankful for? You know, when I think about this move that I just did and, you know, the brands that I'm working on, and yes, we want to push harder, we want to go faster, and we want to build as quick as we can, but I've had to slow down a little bit in the last couple months, to be honest. And nobody is untouched when it comes to the things around the world. So what are we grateful for, and what are we manifesting for our businesses going into the first quarter, Q1 of 2024? I just want you guys to sit with that. I don't have an answer yet. I am grateful for a lot, but let's just see what we can come up with, and let's put that energy out for next year. But right now, without further ado, I'd like to bring my first guest on, Justice. Emery, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Really good. Nice to see your face, and welcome to the startup.
It's nice to see your face, too, and thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself to the listeners and viewers and tell us about your brand?
Absolutely. Thank you. So I'm Genesis Emery Foley. I'm the founder and CMO of the Blueprint House Agency, and we are an integrated digital marketing and startup development agency. So we specialize in everything from brand strategy to marketing insights to data-driven marketing campaigns to sales optimization, social media, and the list goes on. I also have the honor and privilege of lecturing on a regular basis to business school students at undergraduate and MBA level across the country. And I also work as a startup accelerator as well, where I help startups to ideate as well as accelerate and grow their businesses.
Wow. Well, you're definitely in the right place, and it is absolutely a pleasure to have you. And thanks for carving out time to join us on a Sunday afternoon or evening, depending on where you are. So can you tell us, take us back to the genesis of you? Like, where did you start in this niche? How did you get your hands in the clay with where you are today?
Sure. So the story is, I actually went to school for PR and marketing and advertising. I graduated from Loyola University Chicago back in 2011, not to tell my age, but at any rate, I've always had a passion for marketing and helping to craft brand awareness and campaign building. And so essentially, I've had different jobs over the years at corporations and small to mid-sized companies. And then I started working with startups because many of them saw my success with companies I've built and non-for-profits over the years. So they wanted to pick my brain regarding ideas to help grow their businesses. Many of them would come to me wanting marketing advice and tips to drive sales and reach their ideal audience, but they wouldn't have a business plan or they wouldn't have a marketing plan already developed. So I would really help them to nail down, you know, their business ideas, build out all the processes and functions, give them the tools and methodologies, and most importantly, really help them to understand why they're even in this. Because I've seen with startups, many of them at times have an idea where they want to make money, but they have no idea how the company is going to sustain and continue to scale over time. There's no projected growth. There's no budgeting forecast. It's just an idea. And then once we really get into the processes of things and how all this works and how they can stay competitive in a very overly saturated market at times, they quickly realize that they need to go back to the drawing board and really figure out what they want to do and how this is going to make a meaningful impact on the rest of the world while also allowing them to make money and profit long term outside of just being a great idea they've thought of, you know, in their basement as an example. So that's where I come in. And they just started reaching out to me, wanting to become clients and wanting me to help them accelerate these ideas and turn these ideas into actual plans and implementation. And here we are now.
And here we are now. I really love that you are identifying ways for people to get to where they're going in a more meaningful and economical way. I mean, honestly, you probably are saving people a few years and a lot of dollars by being direct about what is realistic for their expectations from what they're doing. I wonder what your next ideal client would be coming into the Q1 of 2024. If your plate isn't so full, who would you like to help next year that maybe you haven't helped?
You know what? I'm open, but I really want to help a startup that wants to come in and disrupt the industry. They don't want to do what everybody else is doing. And they want to be able to still navigate through all the technological changes and advancements that are happening right now. We've got AI, We've got machine learning, all this different robotic technology, plus all the things happening right now in our world. I want a startup that's going to come in and help shape change for other people and still be able to use best hiring practices and talent retention and just really be a positive voice that can help amplify growth for everyone else. That's what I'd like to see. I'm currently working with a real estate development app that's on the blockchain that specializes in real estate outsourcing tasks, as well as, it's really fun, as well as helping busy brokers to find, you know, other types of real estate experience agents that can perform tasks for them. So that's one thing I'm doing right now. It's a groundbreaking app. I also have a client that's one of the top criminal defense attorneys in the country. So he's not a startup. He's been in business now for over 10 years, but he's highly successful and he's seen a lot of growth since working with me.
Wow. It sounds like you have the secret sauce. As a startup advocate, if you will, if you don't mind me putting that on your shoulders for the moment,
for the sake
of the show. Yes. And being highly sought after, what do you think is the chatter in startup entrepreneurs' heads? You know, like what goes on in there? Because we all have that chatter that we have to clear as entrepreneurs to be able to receive what we're asking for, you know? So what are you finding is the common chatter with some of your clients that you've helped to be able to clear for them?
One thing I believe is comparison. They see what everybody else is doing and they somehow want to do it too. And I think a lot of times they're having a problem with their own brand identity and their brand archetype and personality and really formulating who they are and creating that messaging where it resonates with their actual audience. That's the thing. And they want to do so many things. I've seen startups that have so many ideas and they try to put it all together in this business idea or plan. And it doesn't really work that way. And I'm like, okay, all these ideas you just shared with me are literally 10 different companies.
They really are. They really are.
And we don't have to pile this in into one massive company because it's not going to work. Because if I don't understand it, I think a lot of other people probably won't understand it either. So let's really sit down and hone into what the desires are, what the interests are, what your overarching goal is and your objective here, and how we essentially are going to get there. That's what I want to do. And I want to see like what kind of data is out there in the industry and how we can utilize that intelligence to help you optimize the highest level of growth and maximize profitability. But they don't really think that far. They're just thinking about, oh, this is in my head and I got to do it. And I believe in myself and I got to hustle. Yeah, that's true for sure. We all have to hustle, but we got to be smart about it. So I think that's one piece of clutter. I also think that comparison piece. Comparison obviously is a thief of joy, but a lot of times they see their peers doing all these different things and being a part of different projects and they want to take it all in too. But we have to start from A so we can actually get to Z and beyond. So I think that's another thing. The other thing is money. A lot of them are having a big hard time with funding. They don't have resources for VCs and angel investors. They don't know where to go for grant support. They don't all have access to those entrepreneurial communities that can give them a different lens as far as how to find business capital. They don't think they qualify for it. So they're scared because it's a big risk, especially when you're investing your own personal funds and you need a lot more. So those are kind of three things I've seen.
Great feedback. And I really appreciate you identifying those things for us because all of us have been there. And, you know, as a serial entrepreneur, you know, as you keep going, you hope to do it better the next time. And then the next time, I guess it's like parenting, although I'm not a parent, but you want to be a better parent for each child, perhaps. And these are like your babies. Why don't you go ahead and give us your tags right now? Where can people follow and or book or reach out for a discovery session with you if you're available? Where can people find you?
Yeah, absolutely. You all can visit my LinkedIn. So my LinkedIn page is, it should be Genesis Emery Foley. So you can view me on LinkedIn or you may see it as Genesis A. Emery Foley. My Instagram is Genesis A. Emery. You can also go to Blueprint House and Blueprint is BLUEPRNTHAUS. That's on Instagram as well as LinkedIn. You also can go to my website as well and book a call right from there. The website is blueprinthouse.com. And I'm happy to set up a 20-minute complimentary discovery call with you to really uncover your goals and business needs and identify areas where my team and I can help. I can also book a strategy session if you want more of an intense learning conversation to really map out, you know, what these processes are, what you should be doing, and give you a game plan and essentially your own crafted blueprint along the way. And we can do that in 90 minutes or 60 minutes.
Wonderful. What industries are you finding are the next level? Like, where are we going? Of course, there's AI. Of course, there's, you know, investing in the YouTube channels. And, you know, there's some, you can watch some of the stocks there. But, like, where are you seeing energy flowing to for the Q1 of 2024?
Definitely at war defense with what's happening right now. So we've already seen stocks rise.
Yeah.
For those components, but I would say war defense. So as an example, Lockheed Martin and other types of defense organizations and corporations. Climate change is going to be another one, and emissions. So ways where companies can help to stay carbon neutral and limit their emissions and their footprint. So we're going to see a lot more growth in that. There's a lot of conversations around it as well to make the world a greener, more eco-friendly place. Metaverse is another. AI is another. And really just tech that's going to drive solutions to make business processes more efficient and also reduce the manpower and how we do things and the way we work in the future. So those are the big trends in.
It's true. I mean, it's kind of like the Terminator, but here we are. I mean, we saw it, you know, before, and yes, mechanics and robots and AI, but I don't want people to be afraid of it. And I feel like if we don't understand something, there's fear. But what do you want to tell the business community, the startup community, the investment community about the change? What do you want to encourage them with?
I would say, number one, embrace it and understand it. If you don't understand it, take some time to research and learn it, because it really is here to help. I don't think it's going to replace every job in terms of AI. I don't think it's going to eliminate the workforce at global corporations completely. I think that the people that really want to earn their seat at the table and want to maintain a sense of value, they're going to do what they need to do to maintain their jobs. You still have to put in the prompts for, as an example, an AI platform. It can't do everything for you. And you being the beast that you are and the expert there, you know what's right and what's not right and what works and doesn't work for your company. Just like you can build a marketing plan in less than 10 seconds using ChatGPT. But you need to go in and make sure everything is fine-tuned for that client, so that it fits that client's objectives and target KPIs and needs. And if it doesn't, you being the expert has to go back in with your lens and your creativity and fix that. So I think it's here as an assist, but I don't think it's here to completely take over. So just stay ahead of the future trends, learn about it, see what kind of solutions are out there. Start researching some software platforms that utilize AI, research some rising companies that are focused in AI, and see how possibly you can partner with them, even just to have a quick call to see what they're doing, what they're up to, so you can be ahead of the game and not behind it, because it's not going anywhere. And in the future, we're going to see more technical advancements and other additions to what we're already doing now to help make work faster and improve our efficiency and productivity. And I don't see anything wrong with that. I think it's a great advancement for us to leverage.
I love that. And we can have more quality with our families, more quality with our health, more quality, you know, for our mental health and travel and, you know, whatever we want to do as humans. And you're right. And, you know, guys, listen, these bots have been around. OK, AI has been around forever. I mean, if you fly in an airplane, autopilot is a form of AI. When you go on to pay your Verizon bill or your bills, the bots there, that's artificial intelligence. So this isn't anything new. It's just being pushed more to the forefront, right? And being implemented in other ways. So we've tested this for a while. This isn't, you know, anything new. I mean, we've got cars that drive themselves. That's a form of AI. So don't be afraid of that. And get with Genesis. Genesis, plug yourself one more time. Where can we find you one more time?
So you can find me on Instagram. You can go to Blueprint House, and House is HAUS. You can also find me on LinkedIn. So Blueprint House or Genesis A. Emery Foley. Visit my website at blueprinthouse.com. Please book a strategy session with me for 60 or 90 minutes. You can also book a discovery call, which is complimentary, just to learn more about what we offer as far as our service offerings and how we can help to grow your business and help you drive market expansion.
Beautiful. Well, keep doing what you're doing, Genesis. I think you're amazing. Thank you for making time once again today on this beautiful Sunday. And hey, maybe we'll even see you on Emmys Week out here in LA. I'll have to talk to your people, but we would love to have you here.
Oh, I would love that. You speak my language now.
Yes. We need, you know, I think with the change with media, real quick for just a couple more minutes, with media and with television and the strikes and things like that, there, you know, there's shifts in the industry. And I think that we could definitely benefit from some of your strategies and some of your knowledge here in the TV and film industry in LA. So,
yes.
Yeah,
yes, thank
we'll
you.
Have to explore.
Yes.
So much. I'll reach out to your people.
Okay. Thank you so much, Monique. It was great.
It's a pleasure. You're welcome. Thank you for being here. We'll see you soon.
Okay, see you soon. Bye. Thank
Bye,
you.
Dear. Thank you, Genesis. All right, guys, that's Genesis Emery Foley. And she sounds like she really has her finger on the pulse. So if you are a business and you've got a lot on your plate and you need a strategy, you want to figure it out, and you want some clarity about where you're going next, where you've been, where you're going, where you are, and you want to integrate AI and you want to understand what's happening with technology and you really want that advantage, reach out to her. I think she's the right one. All right, Sam. Sam, is anyone else in the wings? You know, Sundays are always a challenge. And as we, okay, Sam, as we get closer to the holidays, sometimes people are really busy. You know, they're traveling, they're with their families. But I want to remind you guys, we have a couple events coming up this weekend, two charity events. All right. So we've got CASA LA. They are benefiting court-appointed youth, all right? So we are doing a wine and art event in LA. So if you have art or if you have wine or if you have anything that you want to offer these kids, these are children in the system, in the court systems, okay? They don't have a mom and dad. The system at LITM is their mom and dad. So we are coming together as a community and donating art and wine and funds to help these kids have a better life, have good representation in court, and get the things that they need. So remember when you were a kid and, hey, as messed up or as great as your parents were, if you weren't in the court system, you probably were still doing better than these kids, right? So we are doing that this weekend, okay? So if you've got anything, capaquariusmedia@gmail.com, the startup with Monique LaRay @gmail.com, you can tag me or slide in my DMs on Instagram. I'll check those. Guys, we're also doing something on the 12th, okay? So a week from today, we're doing the Jacaranda, did I say it right? Jacaranda Foundation, their annual gala dinner. Madonna has donated to this school in Africa. These children have lost their parents to AIDS. Their parents died of AIDS, and they are in Africa needing help. So this is a newer thing that I'm connecting myself to, but I've checked it out and it's a beautiful thing. So we're going to be down in West Hollywood next Sunday for this gala. Okay. So the mayor of Hollywood is going to be there. We also have some big names. Rosie O'Donnell. We have, who else is it? Ricky Lake. Remember that show, the Ricky Lake show? She'll be there. Like I said, Madonna is attached as well. I'm not sure if she's going to come, but she's attached. John Holman, Bonnie Abazua, Stephen Calcote, John Hillman, Heather Kuth. There's a lot of people that will be there supporting the Jacaranda Foundation. So the mission is to educate underprivileged children in Malawi and provide the tools to help them realize the potential. They want to ensure a sustainable community-focused model of education that provides excellence at all levels, prepares every Jacaranda student to be a leader in their local communities and in the wider region of Malawi, Africa. So it talks about how many students they have recently. 476 students receive free primary and secondary education each year. In between 2001 and this year, they had 100% of them pass the secondary school national exams, making them a school of excellence. They are one of 14 schools out of 2,600 nationally and Malawi to accomplish that. They offer 20 enrichment programs. They award 53 college scholarships. They built 24 community libraries, gaining 7,000 children access to books. Okay, so that's even beautiful. They serve 63 children with special needs and the psychotherapy community clinic. And in 2022, they completed construction and launched a preschool, and their students gave back to the environment and planted 10,000 indigenous trees in their community as part of the forest and farming program. So that really just warms my heart. People with hardly anything are giving back to Mother Earth. Yes, their parents died of AIDS, but they are still here. And where your money will go to provide flexibility when they need to respond to ongoing needs for the students and their community. Your money will go to help cover staff salaries, provide uniforms and shoes, offer food and supplies to the community. Your money will go to grow their mission to reach younger children and students, their preschool and adults and community looking to expand their skill base with vocational schools. And lastly, your money will go to continue to give students a chance to engage, achieve, and thrive. So I'm super excited to be a part of this new charity. Can't take much more on than what I've already done, but Cost LA here locally, because we are LA Talk Radio. But then we're going to go and reach out to Malawi, Africa, because it's the right thing to do. And I believe in this, and I will be there. So yeah, cocktail attire, November 12th in West LA. If you're someone that wants to get out and mingle with some celebrities and donate, if you just have gifts for the sweet swag bag or you have some cash that you want to give, reach out to us, okay? CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. We'll take anything and everything for these kids, and you'll see photos and you can just follow along. But yeah, Madonna donated some stuff to the schools. So I think it's really worth looking into. All right. Well, unless our next guest comes through, I want to give you guys an update on the pandemic film, Pandemic Project documentary, and the endemic film. This month, I was looking to be in South Africa. We'll see how that goes. It might get pushed to December, but before the end of the year, I will go. And we also wanted to know if you guys are interested in doing a stream, a live stream for the Pandemic Project, because I think we're going to launch it on our website, on the Pandemic Project's website, and you can rent the film there. We're going to do a live premiere at a movie theater here locally in Southern California, but I think maybe the best way to roll it out is just to be online. What do you guys think? Drop down in the comments and let us know. So that's what we have going on with two charities this weekend, Casa LA, Wine and Art for court-appointed youth, and then we have Jacaranda for the kids of Malawi for education and health services. So get with us, guys. We've got some cool things going on. December, we have some stuff going, but I can't remember right now. I don't know really if it's going to be the same as last year, because we did have some stuff going on in December. I think mainly it's the Pandemic Project documentary premiere. So stick around for that link, that information. You can rent it, get your popcorn, sit back and enjoy. That film, we did 20 cities around America in 2020. And, you know, I wanted to give it time to breathe, but not too much time. I understand we're on pandemic burnout. And sometimes, you know, some of that time was traumatic for people, so maybe they weren't ready to revisit it. But this is a lighter side, hopefully. There are some, you know, some deep conversations, but it's more about, you know, people in that time and what we were doing as humans in America at that time. So, you know, there's no heavy political agenda in the films. It really is about this time capsule, this once in 100 year event that we all lived through, and some people did not live through, and we highlight some of that there. So we did 20 cities in America for the first film. The pandemic film, we did 40 countries as of now, and we're rounding out the endemic project, the cause and effect of everything, in South Africa. So that's what we're looking to do. If you have stories and you want to be featured in the last film, it's the last call. CapAquariusMedia@gmail.com. That's CapAquarius@gmail.com. Thank you again for tuning in and supporting our irreverent, free and fair media here at LA Talk Radio. Thank you, Sam, for keeping me on the air. And we're not going anywhere, folks. We're going to stay here. What will you start up today? We will see you next weekend. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.